You know, occasionally during the winter weather, congregations cancel out on a Sunday night or midweek service for obvious reasons. Occasionally, and I know it's rare, some congregations even cancel Sunday morning. When on two or three occasions outside the city here where people have had to do that or chose to do that, they asked, would we be better off commuting in our home and even having an assembly here? We've got three or four families in our neighborhood. We could get each other's home, but we can't get to the congregation. And even if we did, they're not having services anyway. How would you advise a situation like that? And what would you advise the families to do? Have no communion, no service at all, or have something?
Well, again, obviously, it's not, as we saw, scriptural example, the known congregation getting together at the known place, the known time, and so forth, you know, for that purpose. What I would do, I can understand still a reading of Scripture, a time of devotion, or things like that, but it's not the body of Christ coming together when it's just, well, of course, now it's just me and Sharon. But even when the three kids were home, that would have been five members. But it just would have been five isolated members. It's not the known body of that area coming together for that purpose. So what I would suggest, you know, we already have the collection laid aside. We can put that in next week when we get together. We can have a little devotion, do a reading. But no, I wouldn't commune at home.
In Hebrews 10:25, Paul says, not forsaking the assembling of yourself together as the manner of some is. And there's description of and describing of it. And in some other commentaries, it says, not forsaking the assemblings together as prescribed by law.
What do you think about the Apostle Paul and the guys traveling with him on their missionary trip? They're going places where there were no churches. Mm-hmm. I know the purpose that they were going makes a difference. What are your thoughts in regards to that?
Well, again, their purpose was completely different. Like in the case with Philippi, you know, they found people down by the river on the Sabbath, but before the end of the Sabbath was, they had members and a congregation there in Philippi. Doesn't seem like he had that same success initially all the time through Asia. But as far as following what we do know that it was the work of the church to come together and still not a moving band just to stop. That he was, a congregation was never described as a traveling group. Paul and his entourage were not a traveling mobile congregation. They were evangelists. They were preachers. And every opportunity we see them stopping like they're in Troas. I mean, that we see a very plain practice and plain rule. To start supposing on the other still is the Pandora's box.
Well, I was just thinking about it in regards to years ago, our missionaries couldn't fly the destination, they'd take ships. And
right.
I know their practice, some of the practices, they would commune on the way, and I would too in that situation. I see a lot of difference in your purpose, like you say, but I also see Paul and his group in chapter, I don't know what, late chapter 27, 28 of Acts when they're shipwrecked. Mm-hmm. They're not shipwrecked yet, but they're 2 weeks in this ship and they can't eat.
Right.
And he says, well, and then he talks to me, I don't know how they did what they did. And, you know, it's neither here nor there. But I just think about it. Those guys are traveling. And I think our purpose is real important.
Yes, motive.
Because I've talked to the brother back home. He takes the exact same position you did. And then we talked about this. And he says, well, their purpose is different. Yeah, well, we didn't say that. The purpose. Because you're going to preach, you go to preach.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know there's, and I'm sure it probably has happened to others, had flown back into the country to Miami during the winter on a Saturday. And we're supposed to be able to fly out to get back to Cincinnati, plenty of time. And that was in December. Weather was fine in Miami. It's a little bit different in Cincinnati. And with that, we didn't get back to Cincinnati until about 5:30 on Sunday morning. But I wouldn't have started looking for flour and water and grape juice if I was stuck in Miami. You know, even though there were three other Christians with me. You know, that was something out of my control. The church was not coming together. They're the known congregation to gather together for that purpose.
Well, I've been trying to do something with my father-in-law and mother-in-law. They've been put in a nursing home, and basically you can't get them out. And I've been trying to talk to him, and I don't want to violate his conscience, but it wouldn't violate mine. And I would go worship with him. And I'd bring whoever go with me, and we could worship that is willing to worship with him. And there's another man that he was in a nursing home. A church was established everywhere he went. That was not a faithful church, but it was his thing. And I don't see a problem with that. And I guess maybe I shouldn't bring it up in this kind of situation because I know some people have a problem with that. What I would do and what I told my brethren I would do, and you can be critical of it, I'd love to hear it before I do it. Keep me out of trouble. But what I would do is I would worship with them, and then I would go to a congregation where other people are, and I would worship with them also. It would be my plan. My plan would be to commune both times. Now, I know I've got brethren that say, you're sinning because it only talks about doing it once. Well, it does say it's often that you commune, but I don't know if that's going on subject or not, but that's kind of that's an issue
off.
For me.
It's
awful. Okay, yeah. Well, whatever. Any comments?
Well, again, that's we start getting into these situations. Like I said, we can get into just as many or more with this as the situations being brought up on the marriage. I've never thought that it was right. Like, okay, we've communed here, and then take the communion to the shut-ins, or things like that. Again, that's not the church gathering, you know. So.
Is it not a difference if you meet there with them, like it's like meeting with another congregation?
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, I have no conscience at all about meeting with two congregations communing twice. I know some brethren do. When you commune, I would give also because that's part of it. And, mm-hmm. I mean, I want to be part of it. You know,
well, if you're establishing a congregation, again, that's the key, the motives. Or if it's just accommodating. There's a big difference in establishing a congregation and in just simply trying to accommodate a conscience. And, you know, I don't know. You know, we can't read one another's conscience or real motive. What is the real motive here?
Well, the older we get, the older our parents get. And I know my mother and father, my dad now deceased, but when they were in the nursing home, never officially called that, but rehab center. Dad was not able physically to even go, Don and Robin Coon, to pick them up and take them to Grapevine to worship. But most times, they were not able to get out and go. But Dad said, I could worship here. You know, mm-hmm. if we could get, we had three people for a little while. Don's dad, John, was there for several weeks. And Dad said, it almost bothers my conscience because I feel like I could do something here, but I can't get out and go, and even though it wasn't but 20-minute drive. And I've heard of several cases like that where three or four Christians were in the same facility, whatever the facility is like that, and questioned, could we not bring in two or three Christians and have a congregation? Because Mom and Dad talked to numerous of in-house residents, mm-hmm. and having established a church inside one of those facilities. Could that be, or would that be out of line, or do you think
Again,
that would
I
be acceptable?
I think that could happen. I think that could. I mean, that's a community, and you could have a group of Christians that gather together within that community and with that purpose and be evangelistic even within those large walls.
Right.
But again, with the... Still, I think we just can't lose sight of what we plainly see here of what was happening.
Oh, absolutely.
If what's happening there is what was happening here, same motive, same purposes, and regularity, and all, well,
you know, other Christians had offered to at times. They said we could go there and worship with them, and you know, began to just brainstorm a little bit.
Yeah.
Because when you go visit them, at times they was having good days, and other days obviously was not. But some days was good days, and they felt like, well, we'd like to have been able to worship today. But I think maybe we need to explore some of that and some possibilities and discussion of that. No one wants to do anything wrong or anything. But then again, if we can accommodate a situation and potentially evangelize, because I have baptized people out of nursing homes and hospitals, and et cetera, et cetera. So, okay, if anybody has anything they want to say about that, that's fine. Does anyone else have any questions, comments on this topic? You got off easy, Brian.